The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. It's a beautiful day. I had an opportunity to go for a walk this morning, though a short one. I still say it's a beautiful day, and if you can, you should do the same. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Sorry we missed our show last week. We had to do the repeat. However, I was under the weather, wasn't feeling it, and we just had to move on. That's why we repeated last week's show, but here I am today in true color. I am feeling much better, on road to recovery from just being down, sad, and a whole bunch of other things that came along with that. So thank you for being here. Welcome to the Barrington Show. I want to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. I want you to wake up and realize that you are limitless. You are the God that exists. All things that are great resides within you. When you showed up here, you came fully equipped. You came with a box container that has every single thing in it that you will need to survive this life. Every single thing in it that you need to take care of yourself, to get well, to rid yourself of fear, to rid yourself of anxiety, to rid yourself of illnesses, anything that comes within your path. We do get sick from time to time, but we have the ability, the body has the ability to take care and fix everything. Much like your car being splashed with mud, you have the time to take care of it and get rid of it. The body has this amazing ability to repair you regardless of what state you're in, mind, body, or just being fearful. The body has that ability to take care of itself. All you have to do is just hand the tools to the body and let it go to work. It will go immediately to repairing or putting you back to what it knows as normal. The minute you get sick, the body goes aggressively towards repairing because it's not normal for that body. All you have to do is to hand the body the tools for the body to repair you in any situation. If you grab a tree by the very top of the tallest point and you bend it down and you force it to bend, it will bend. But you know that tree is fighting with everything that it has to go back to being straight again. And the minute you let go that force of holding it in a direction that it's not familiar with, it will inevitably go back to where it's supposed to be, much like our bodies. When we are off, we're out, we're not feeling the way we normally or should feel, the body is working really hard to put you back in the right place. All you need to do is hand the tools to the body for the body to do its job. Tools like good food, tools like rest, tools like liquid water, tools, grooming is a tool, believe it or not, but you are allowing the body, because it has all the tools that is required, all you have to do is just pass them on and you will repair yourself. It's inevitable. It might not be easy for you to find out where you were or where you should be or where you are now based on what you may have encountered. What you can do is take some time to meditate, to allow the information to be given to you, and you must know that the body is working very hard to restore, repair, or even replace anything that may be missing, much like that tree I just told you about. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for being there. I hope that makes sense to you, that when something is off, the body only knows one way. I hope that makes sense to everybody. And to find the path to take you there is you tap into spirituality, where you control what you say or do with the mind. And the minute you're able to do that, the information will then be given to the body through your heart and, of course, through the soul, and it releases into the universe. But first, you must identify. You must be able to get to the point where you know that you're a bit off. Something is missing. Find your way back, find the proper tools and hand them over, and let the carpenter or the mechanic or anybody goes to work and do what they must do. Welcome to the show. I'm thanking everybody, the longtime listeners. I'm apologizing for missing last week's show. It's not what we do, but it happened. Thank you, the new listeners, longtime listeners from all around the world. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Everybody, welcome home. We want to talk about truth. And what is the truth? Is there an absolute truth? Or is it just a series of people's opinion of themselves or the ideas or the things that they like that they categorize as truth? If you are believing in something, and you're passionate about that belief, it doesn't make it the truth. It is just information that you have. If you don't believe a certain thing, then of course you have to dispel it and say it is wrong or it's not the truth. The absolute truth that we're trying to find, or the absolute truth that we want to go to, is the truth of the laws of nature, which governs every living being on this planet. Everything that exists on this planet is being governed by that universal truth. Your belief of your group, your organization, your club being the absolute truth and everybody else is wrong, you have to look at it like this. There's 6.7 billion people on this planet. Why are you thinking that you are that one, that chosen one, that special group? And what about others who don't follow what you follow? Are they being wrong and you are being saved because you're selected because of that special group, the elite group? Or are you just not really thinking logical? There are many different ways. There are many different paths. Everybody in the world seems to be doing their own. But among us all, there is the common truth that exists that we know as universal truth. Take a look at the ocean and the massive size of this ocean and all the life that dwells inside the ocean. All of them. Well, one, but, you know, all different parts. The ones that are living south of the equator probably has no knowledge of the fish, the ocean life that I'm referring to in the ocean. The ones that are living south of the equator probably has no knowledge of an existence of north of the equator or the lifestyle that they conduct, or east of the meridian or west of the meridian or within the each quarters. Each group of these occupants of the ocean is living their own life their way. And they're doing what they do, and they don't cross each other usually unless they're trying to find food in some cases, I don't know that they explore for the sake of exploration. But regardless, within that ocean, every different kind of ocean life is living their own life in their section of the ocean, be it salty, or sorry, more salty, or warm, cold, or probably frozen, deep cold, but they're doing their own thing. Don't you feel that it would be wrong to say the ones that's living in the eastern quadrosphere is got a better lifestyle than the ones that are in the southern? Or you're living a, they're doing it wrong? Remember, they have no knowledge of your existence in the north or the west or the east. So for us to assume that we are the ones that are the better ones, we are being ignorant. We are not looking at life as the way it was intended. Every ocean life has one thing in common: the ocean. Every life that exists on the land has one thing in common: the spirituality, the love for each. If you could say a group of fish in the north is thinking that they're better than the other group of fish over in the west, well, that's kind of crazy, and you will never hear them say that. For one, they don't try to conquer it or take it over or beat them into believing that their way is the best way. They just accept it for what it is, and it is what it is. The same falls true for us. We are in the north, in the south, the east, the west, the far east. It's not relevant. We are still emerged in this one unity, the world of spirituality. Within each group, they will start their own club, their own organization, their own different way of living, and they will consider that to be the best. But how could it possibly be? When we've come here the same way, we've lived our life approximately the same length of time, and then we will leave the very same way. Is it just arrogance for me to think I am better or I am more fortunate? The part of the world that I am from grows coconut trees and yours doesn't, if it matters or relevant. If we are human beings and we're in the same space, and you do have to know the planet is relatively small, then there's a good chance that we're breathing the same air and should live the same life, and not to subject ourselves to thinking that we're lesser than another group or better than another group. And that is understanding the truth. The laws that has been given to us or that we must abide by are the laws that govern the land that we walk on. We cannot build a separate entity, source, or department to evade those rules, those laws. You must abide by them because you're under the same umbrella. The same information that was given to you is the same information that will be given to every living being on this planet. We are from the same source that makes us the same one. That is the absolute truth. Where do you fit in? Why are some people so afraid of the truth? Because a lot of people are afraid of responsibilities, and they're afraid to be exposed, and they're afraid to be recognized. They're afraid of themselves. When you become, or if you recognize that you are that person, you must understand the journey will carry you through murky waters where you have to fear, feel guilty, probably be embarrassed, probably be exposed, or others see you the way you would not want them to see you. If you are brave enough to take that journey through that murky water, I assure you that when you merge on the other side of that, you will appreciate the journey. You will understand it was necessary. In one of the greatest books, it says, forgive us, search, lead us not. I can't pull that out right now. We must go through the path of darkness or something to that thing. Something to that. I'm sorry, I can't pull it up right now. But going through the darkness to see the light is what is necessary. A lot of us are afraid to go through the darkness. And they hide themselves in the sand. They hide themselves behind false ego. They hide themselves in groups because they're not willing to face responsibility of what those dark corners could reveal. But you must get through it. Your favorite party is happening over there on the other side. But you have to walk through that alley, and it could be intimidating. But I assure you, when you get to there, you'll have an amazing time at the party. Wake up is what I say to everybody. Please, wake up. The truth is within you. The truth is for you to find who you are. Wake up. The truth is what you need to know. If you're journeying down a path steadfast in one direction, thinking you've got it figured out, you must know by now you don't know much as you think you know. Act on it and find the truth. When you have thoughts of being mad or angry or hurtful to others, you are definitely not on your path. You need to find truth, and by doing so is to find out who you are, the true you, and within that you'll realize the absolute truth. Wake up. Take a step, take a journey. Be mindful that yes, you will go through the dark phases, but this too shall pass, and you emerge on the other side, much like the caterpillar into the cocoon, go through their process and emerge as the butterfly that seems to live a better life. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm simply saying that there is a period that you must go through to get to the other side. No pun intended. Let's check, see what we've got in the emails there.
All right. We do have a few emails. By the way, I think you were referring to Psalm 23, but I'm not sure if that's
okay,
what you're...
Thank you, sir.
Mike wrote in. He says, welcome back, sir. How are you feeling? I hope you are doing well. That's what Mike said. Thank you, Mike. Tina says, Barrington, you say that we're born with all the tools we need in our toolbox. I need to go to Lowe's. Okay, Tina, thank you. And just Anne wrote in and she says, always a pleasure to listen to Barrington's words of wisdom. I love them. That's from Anne. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay. That was quite interesting. I was referring to the tools and have to go to Lowe's. I guess that's a department store that sells tools. Well, I'm going to address that. That was Tina. But Anne, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for appreciating the show. I hope at the end of the day, when you walk away, or anybody who walks away from this, there's something that gives them a little bit of smile or raise the eyebrows for you to think about something and just move towards another way of life. I am so sure that the life you're living right now is fantastic. But can you imagine intensifying that Can you imagine realizing that, or the journey or the load that you may be carrying to sustain the life that you're living right now? I am sure it's fantastic. But because we're designed to follow and to be guided by spirituality, we're designed to be a part of that great ocean of life. We owe it to ourselves to get there, to find out how we're supposed to live. Why do we feel how we feel? How do we respond to all this emotions or groups of people out there trying to convince you of the way to live? What is the truth? I believe is the quest that's in everyone's mind, regardless of what group you follow. The truth is knocking at your door. The truth wants to let you in. The truth wants you to be a part of the life that you designed for yourself before someone else influenced you in taking the left turn or take a turn in general from where you're supposed to be journeying. That is the truth. Well, thank you very much, like I said, for listening, and I hope this will take you on a path that you will find enlightened somewhere. Mike, thank you very much, and yes, I am back. I do feel a lot better. I was a little down, like I expressed, and I don't know what it is, just business, stress, life, the weather, whatever it was, I was able to shake it off, and it's a good thing that I do all the time. I really load up on good food and great rest, and that was very much a part of my week, and of course a lot of liquid, so in attempt to maybe push out or flush out what doesn't belong. Now, it's not 100% the way it was, but it's definitely better, and I am on the road to recovery. So this is how I'm looking at it. Thank you very much, Mike, for asking those questions. Or, you know, being concerned. I appreciate that. Okay, Tina, yes, I have said, and it is noted, that we were born with all the tools that is required to get us through life. Now, I hope, I chuckled when I heard the question, but I hope that you're realizing that the tools that I'm talking about isn't a physical hammer, a saw, a drill, a wrench, you know, a lasso, I don't know, but or shovel. I guess I got to say a shovel. We're not speaking of that, Tina. And I do know for sure that the store that you mentioned, and it sounds like it's a department store that will sell tools, a lot of tools. I hope that you realize that the tools I'm referring to is the tool that governs our body, the tools that doctors the body, the knowledge, the wisdom, the ability, the strength, the lack of fear, all those things that we carry around within us, the tools that has come with us can fix those things, repair them, cut them out, remove them, burn them. I don't know. I don't know if we have a flamethrower. I just thought I'd say that. But the point being is that the tools I'm referring to is the all the spiritual strength, all the spiritual existence, the soul, all of what is needed to live a very productive life, the way it was intended to be, is within you. When you were birthed, they came along with you. They're not in the physical bag that I talk about all the time. It's just my weird metaphor. What I'm trying to say is that within yourself, you have all that is required to live the life that you desire, or the purpose that you've come for. That's the tool I'm referring to. It is within you, and everybody has the same ability. If you want to talk about the toolbox that showed up with Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Jane, they're all the same. And all that is within it could get us connected to the spiritual part, our soul, the spiritual existence of who we are. If you're tapping into that, you'll realize that the universe is the tool. And anything you want out of life, you have the ability to get that. That's the tool I'm referring to. Or tools is the know-how. How do you walk to a path that shows you how to use the tools or will guide you? The trick, the funny thing is, by the time you get there, you acknowledge all the tools and you definitely know how to use them. It is the journey to that. You've gone through the car wash, you started at one side very dirty, and you come out at the other side very clean. In the midst of all of it, all the junk and stuff that's not necessary or that's not needed will be scrubbed away. So when you get on the other side, you'll clearly understand how to live your life without carrying the baggages or falling asleep. This is why we say, wake up. Just wake up. Give it a step. Step towards meditating. Step towards a healthy life. Step towards finding who you are, because that is the nucleus of your existence. That's the center point. That's the cause. So when you get there, you will understand life and the truth of life. The purpose is for you to find it. And once you find it, then you can apply it, and it will revolutionize the way you have lived your life, simply because you have now removed the untruth. You have now removed that shackle, the resistance, the ego. You have now removed all those things that were restricting you, and you have the proper guidance, the proper path, and the tools. How do you get to finding out how to use the tools? This is why we talk about meditating. To meditate, you're allowing yourself to connect to the universe as you were, as you still are, but you've got blockers in the middle. There's a whole bunch of locked doors or blocked doors in front of you. And the longer you meditate and the more you become a meditator, the easier it will be to unlock those doors. The better it will be for you to walk on the path to the truth. To know thyself is the truth. To live happy all the time is the truth. To find who you are, that is the quest. You need to get on a path and try your meditation. Eat your food on time. Eat it properly. Eat the healthy food that will serve you best. When the body's calling for a certain ingredient to repair this flawed part, you must hand it to him. You must pass it to him, because he needs this tool to fix that patch. And if you're just giving it the junk, he's not going to get the right tool, the right nutrient, the right vegetation, the right food to repair the body. Let thy food be thy medicine. And I'm going to leave that there. Let thy food be thy medicine, or your medicine be the food. It is great to see this beautiful dessert, and it sparkles and it shines and it calls your name and it whistles along with you. But is that what is required for the body to perform at its maximum? That's the question. Is there any crime in eating that? There's a crime in eating too much of it. And it might not be what the body is asking for. Be prepared to give it what it needs. Much like I've said many times, I don't know that any one of you would throw water in your gasoline tank, because that vehicle will not perform the way it is supposed to or was designed to perform. So you have to use the proper fuel to allow the body to perform the way it is supposed to perform. I was talking to a friend of mine, and they mentioned that a lot of the medication that they tell you that you could take will tell you to stay away from a certain fruit. And I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. But then I realized that fruit is an amazing healer. It's an amazing tool for the body. And they're saying, well, stay away from it. It is wrong, because I feel that they benefit greatly from you depending on buying all that you think you need to repair, when they're hanging from a tree, or they're dug in the ground, or, you know, that's, or it's running down the hill. It's called the water. And you have to allow yourself to figure out what is the best food for you, and do not rely on going to a gym, running all the time and exercising, thinking it's going to make things better. It will improve, But the truth is, it's what you consume. So the focus should be, what am I consuming? If you do a note for yourself, you'll realize we're all eating around the same 12 kinds of food all the time. Some of us a lot less. But you're not mindful of that. And if you were to keep a track of it, you'll see after 30 days span, you've been eating the same kinds of food. If you're not well, well, check the delivery. Check the bait. Check the intake. If something is missing, check the intake and make sure that you're giving it what is required, and you will take care of it inevitably, and you will live a lot healthier. That is the truth. You're listening to Barrington, Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us. We have an email if you wanted to send some information to us or if you want to ask any questions. I try my hardest to get to the questions. This week was not a good week, as I've said. I was a bit down, and not being down, you don't want to do much. But I will continue on my path of getting them back, getting them answered, and giving you, responding to you anyway, so you know that I'm still there. We're Barrington Awaken, and you could reach out at awaken1308@gmail.com. If you want to check out our website, it's at HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. Barrington Awaken, HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. You want to check out some of our information on YouTube, you can check it out there, Barrington Awaken. You punch that name in, and some of the videos will pop up. And just check it out. They're there for you. If you wanted to reach us any other way, you could check us out anywhere at 1308@gmail.com. Sorry, I guess I'm still a bit off today. Though we travel through the path of righteousness, I can't remember that phrase for the life of me. It's something to do with merging through darkness and coming out of light, and it's in my head and it wants to come out, but it's not coming out today. And of course, I didn't write it down, so I will think about it and hopefully be able to deliver it to you. But it has a lot to do with going through the darkness to come out to light. And there's a proper phrase that's somewhere in the Bible, and it's just beating me up today because it can. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you for being a part of the show. There's a book out there I didn't mention, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. You could find it on Amazon, written by Barrington. Check it out. It's good read. It will keep you on track as to if you are thinking of taking this journey, if you are on this path, if you require a lot more and it's not forthcoming, be patient with it, because good things always take a long time to develop. So you have to know that. So follow your guide. There's a lot of information out there on spirituality. People have asked me many times, is this a religion? It's not. It is the way of life. It exists in you as the common air exists in you. You need both. And we are consciously aware of our life being awake. So we think if you were to go through the spiritual journey, you'll realize what you now know is a fraction for what exist out there. The ice, the typical example of the tip of the ice of the iceberg and the base of the ice from the iceberg within are not in view. You can only see the tip of it. When you tap into this source, then you will imagine yourself being a part of that greatness, that giant boulder that rules the entire planet, the entire earth, and you are a part of it. You're connected to it. It is you. And I've said many times, you're not in the universe. The universe is in you. And it's every fragment that exists on this planet that was carefully molded and wrapped up and created you. You are the universe. You need to understand that. If there is a God that exists, it is you. Get into the spiritual way. I had a conversation a couple of days ago, and it was somebody telling me their core belief was the truth. And I asked them if they thought that was ignorant. And of course, they wanted to tell me that I am for not believing that they're accurate. So I had a good chuckle. So my point being is there are many different avenues to explore. And for you to pick this one and assume that it's the right one, you might be making a mistake. Take a good look at all the avenues that are available, the one that holds you. And if you think you've been talking to God, you were in a very low point of yourself, because a lot of people, including that person I was having a conversation with, told me they spoke to God and God instructed them. And probably true, but that God is you. And it might be calling at you from a a place of a guilty conscience, or however it may be, to get you to change your way. The observer, the two identities that make us who we are, will sit there and be mindful of your activity without having anything to say. It is just there to watch. If you get in deep trouble, like you try to starve yourself to death, the observer will step in and smack you about and make you go eat food, because now you're incoherent if you are in the presence of food. If you try to do the same thing by drowning yourself or holding your breath underneath the water, then that same guy is going to step up, person, whack you about the head and drag you out of it so you can live. So the observer is there and he's within all of us, and they will act when we're in that mode of danger. We call that incoherent state, where the inner self and the ability to survive will take over, because you're clearly not thinking straight, thinking that you could sit in front of that beautiful food and decide to starve yourself to death. It will never happen. You become incoherent, and then there you are eating the food, nurturing yourself back to life. Perfect example of the body is doing whatever it can to repair itself, and a perfect example of the observer that's within you taking control, because you're incoherent and you're not making good decisions. And that's the body's ability to survive. This exists within you. All these great qualities are within all of us. We just have to wake up. Wake up and realize that the universal truth exists within you. You have the ability to walk towards it, journey towards it, run, fly, creep, break dance if you want to get to it, because it is the source that governs the life that you're living. Wake up. Wake up. You cannot journey through life knowing that there's 7.6 billion people on the ground on this planet, approximately. I didn't count them all, but assuming that you are that one, or your group is that group, or your country is that country. We're all a part of it. I said earlier in the show that, you know, the west part of the ocean versus the east part of the ocean, they're living their same life, but they're still governed by everything that exists in the ocean, the nutrients, the water, the free flow, whatever that's there to keep it alive. It is still doing that to the east and to the west and to the north and to the south. And we are very much the same way. We are still governed by the sun that we rely on, much as the ocean does and everything else that lives. But it is governing and giving us the sunshine that we need to live, with the water and the land and the earth and everything else. It is equal among every step of this planet. Therefore, you can't assume that the portion that you stand on makes you better or make you lesser. We're all a part of this great wave. Being a spiritual person will guide you to the wisdom. I ask the question as to why are we so afraid of the truth? Because we're afraid of the responsibilities. And because we're not willing to accept our responsibilities, we're not willing to do what is required to become free, to rid yourself from fear, to stand up and be courageous and strong and live as you're supposed to live. We humble ourselves in a group or a closet, a corner, in hope that someone will come and rescue our frightened self, our scared self. Someone will come and rescue us. Well, would you voluntarily come to this planet to sit and be afraid? Would you voluntarily come here to create, get a body, to live a life, and then to live in fear and being afraid of going back? Death. That makes no sense, that you would come here to live in fear. So when you were coming in, you weren't afraid. When you were on the other side, you weren't afraid. But somewhere between birth and where you are today, you've developed this thing called fear, or not wanting to accept responsibilities. When you leave here, all that you've picked up along the way will be left here. That is the truth. Find your way to finding out who you are. There's many ways for you to discover what the truth is. And there is an absolute truth. And the absolute truth is given to us by the laws of the universe. The absolute truth is you. You need to live the life according. You need to wake up. Find what's relevant to your existence without the help of the ego or the self-doubt, insecurities, or fear. You need to know that you are the God. Wake up to that reality. Wake up to bring yourself to that level of consciousness where you accept life for what it is. Spirituality is the door that gets you to the place where you belong. Wake up. Open your eyes. View all the things that is going to enhance your life. And some of that could involve releasing a lot of things that is not helping your life. You should be where happiness is, because I know for sure it is with you. You're just unaware of it. Wake up. Wake up and live the way you had intended to live. Find the absolute truth within yourself, and there you'll find the way to live. Have we got anything else on?
We have a couple of emails. Dorothy wrote in, and she just wanted to say, Barrington, get well. That's from Dorothy. Thank you. Sue wrote in and she said, you talk about food for the soul, but of course food for our stomach is very important as well. When you eat bad food, you feel miserable, not only physically, but mentally. Always eat well. That's from Sue. And Fred writes in and says, so Barrington, I think then you do not believe in a deity of God, such as the God talked about in the Bible. Is that correct? And that's from Fred. And folks, if you'd like to get on board, we have about 15 more minutes. You are listening to Barrington Awaken with Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Oh, thank you very much for that. That's good and very good questions. Okay, so thank you very much, Dorothy. And I'm trying my best to get back on my feet as best as I can. I'm working towards it. I do see the light at the end of the tunnel, no pun intended, but I'm in the mode of recovery, which is good. Sue, you talked about the food for the soul, and absolutely the food for the soul is the most important thing. And once you're connected to that food for the soul, it will also guide you, instruct you as to what to eat for the body. And I said it earlier in the show that no, you don't want to put bad things into the body. And if you gotta do it, must try it, just do it once in a while. The body will recognize it as a foreign object and get rid of it as fast as it can. But if you're doing that every day, it's gonna get overwhelmed and maybe wanna quit on you or take a nap because the food is not making it want to get up and perform. What you consume is very important. Yes, you must feed the soul, but bad food for your stomach, your belly, as Sue is saying, yes, it's not the best thing. You're throwing garbage in your living room and you're going to see it every time you open the door, and eventually it's going to start to stink and you may have to get out of there and leave it. Or you just take care of the problem. Don't put any in there to begin with. If you invite the pig into your house and he does his nasties on the floor, please don't blame the pig. You did the inviting. The food is bad, but you knew that before you ate it. The food is junk food, but you knew that before you ate it. If you did invite that bull to come into the china shop and it creates destruction inside the china shop, you cannot be mad at the bull, that being you who made the conscious decision to bring it aboard. The food is bad, but you knew that before you ate it. And I said that already. Make wise decisions and eat the food that is good. And you develop the taste bud. The taste, the stuff that you're loving so much and it's so tasty, you've created that taste bud so you can uncreate it, where you can find a nice vegetable meal, satisfying, and fruit or whatever it is that is better for you. You've created the great taste buds. I don't know if you guys are drinkers, but I remember the first sip of beer I had. Oh, man, that was the nastiest thing God created, but not now. You kind of get used to it. So you've trained yourself to accept it as good, as much as we train ourselves to accept the bad food as good, and it's not the case at all. Do eat proper food. Plant-based is totally awesome for you, and it is going to give you the longevity, or at least let the body perform the way it is supposed to perform. Take a little bit of time from your schedule and learn to make nutritious meals that's going to benefit the body. That's what you have to do. It takes a little bit of time. Once you learn it, you have it. And once you start to consume it, you will automatically not want to eat the other stuff anymore because of the great sensation you feel of happiness and greatness and connectivity to all that there is. Plant-based food all the way. Woohoo! Fred, do I believe in the deity of gods? And will they exist? Do I think they're doing much for me? No. Do I believe that, you know, if I worship the God of this, we have gods growing up. I remember at some point I would have said my father would have been the God person because he's so amazing if he was there, or anybody else in my role model. At some point, I know Muhammad Ali was a God, and, you know, you worship him because you're hoping to be who he is. But these are just the offshoot. It's like popping a cookie in your mouth when you're feeling, you know, a little down, and it just perks you up for that minute. In the long term, for our longevity, the God that exists, Fred, is you. Do we have a whole bunch of them out there? There's only one of you. Though you're connected to everything that exists, Fred, you're still an individual. Like the snowflakes. They've all come from the same place, and at the end of the day, they're all going to end up in the same place, much like us. And we're all different in the transfer, or the traveler, the journey. The God that exists is you. You choose what you like because of the way it makes you feel. And you also choose what you don't like because of how it may make you feel or how dangerous it could be to your life. But you have to understand that you're making these decisions consciously. Most of us are. The God that exists is you. And I've always said, and I say to a lot of people, what choices would you make differently in the world if you thought you were God? And all of us, everybody respond by, oh, I would have fixed that. I would have fixed, well, go ahead and fix it. Because if you're thinking it's bad, then by all means, you have the ability to either rid yourself from it, move away from it, or make it better. You are the God that exists. Do I believe in a whole bunch of other gods? We've come from a very far place. And it was only today, again, I had a conversation about having read through all of these books in my 50 some odd years of life. I've read through a lot of these books, and some of them took years for me to get an understanding of it, to my way of it, and questioning the gurus or the elders from that region, you know, like the fish up north wants to talk to the fish down south. And I just wanted to get a true understanding as to why you believe, or why do you follow, or why do you think you know that your idea or group is the best. And it took me about 30 years to go through all of it. I started at 16 and I went through and I read all the big ones. And then I went to school and studied, went back to school, and I started looking into philosophy and spirituality. And then it all sums it up, that if we're living in this segment of life, It's unfair of us to assume that we're better than the other people or the other fish or animals over there. But we all have a different take on it. And all these books, religious books that I've read, was reading for many years, they all have their own idea, but they're all talking about the same thing. And it's the love of self and spirituality. So I say journey to it on your own. Get the understanding, get the meaning, get the information. Your message for you will not be given to you from me or from anyone else. No one has more of a connection to a greater power than you do. Nobody has a link, a hookup better than yours. You choose not to utilize yours and to take the advice of others, which is not serving in every situation. Your message for you would be given to you by yourself. They will not tell Barrington to tell you this. They will tell Barrington to say, get on this path and tell you, this is how you find your road to recovery, your road to your own glory, your path to enlightenment or to waking up, to living the life that you're supposed to live. Do I believe in many gods? Well, I tend to think there's only one. So I can't tell you I believe in a lot of them and be honest with that answer. I can tell you that I believe there is only one. When you're praying in whatever language you pray in, or however, whatever method you're using to pray, you're still communicating with that one. Which is kind of funny for me when I talk to some people and they say their group is the only group, the only way, the truth and the light and yada yada. And they're not mindful that they're speaking to the same one that's governing all the existing groups. There is only one. And whichever language you take towards it, it'll work. You live in the Northern Hemisphere and you're living your life that way and you're praying to some group or something. If you lived as far east as you could go, out to Timbuktu, I think that's the furthest point east, you could live the very same life. The weather conditions will be different, and definitely the food, because it's reflective of the weather. However, the life is still the same, and you are still being governed by the same rules or the same laws of life. If you fish, ironically, you're fishing in the same ocean that the other people on the other planet, other side of the world, are fishing from. So you see, there's a connectivity. You are connected to the same one. Is there a possibility that there could be one or two or three? Well, there'd be wars of the gods, because we see how that worked out. But there is only one. There's only one. And for whatever group you follow, whatever group you believe in, whatever religion that was taught to you, you have to know that when you are communicating, you're communicating with the same source, which is the you, which is the spiritual you. So if I speak English or another language, whatever other language I may speak to deliver this message, it is still being interpreted on the same set of ears that is the same throughout the universe, because there is only one, and it's not yours. It's not your group. It is not my group. It's not from the East Mountains or for the Southern Caves or for the West Cliffs or whatever. That message belongs to the universe. Everything belongs to the universe, including us. And we borrowed this body so we could walk around in it, but give it enough time. You have to lay it back down and move on. You think you own this? Well, you don't. You could go to the beach on a beautiful vacation any day and see the beauty of it all. But at the end of the day, you're going to get back in your boat, plane, walk, whatever, and go back home. And you can't take that with you because it does not belong to you. You are just a part of a system And a lot of people are manipulating that system to favor themselves. The question becomes, why would the slave master's prayers be answered and the slave's prayers are not answered? If your story was true, you would see a contradiction in that. It's the manipulating of a way of a life that had put those people in slavery, or greed, or power, illness, if you want to call it that for the short word. And I'm sure they're both praying to be freed or to have an abundance of vegetation or farm or whatever the masters owned. They're both praying. And have you ever wondered why only one of the prayers are being answered? There is only one source. But we are the people, or the group that is the oppressed group, is now taking their instructions from that master. We don't have the opportunity to think outside the box because we were told this is the way and the only way. And if you don't believe it, you know, those guys were called the Crusades, I think. This is the way. But you can see how their method of you following this path benefits them. Their method of us following a particular path is beneficial to someone else. They're concluding that they had to believe, that you have to believe that they are the chosen group. And if you humble yourself well enough, you'll be considered an okay guy or person. The group that you're following could be leading you down the path of destruction. And you're accepting it. You're not dealing with it the way you need to deal with it. I just realized we have a few minutes left. I really appreciate you tuning in today, listening to the show. Thank you all the well wishes of hoping that I get back on my feet better mentally and physically and all the other parts that comes along with it. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. I mentioned the book. I mentioned the emails. If you have anything you want to say, anything you want to add, any questions that you may have had and we didn't read it on the radio, play it, please just send it to me. I will address it on the one of the other shows. But thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show today. Remember, folks, your greatest asset is you. Regardless of what you're going out there to fight for, to gain, to accomplish, you won't be able to do it without your existence. So the thing is, you have to make sure that machine is primed. Get it recalibrated if you need to, get it tested, get it running in tip-top shape, physically as well as mentally. And then you can move towards accomplishing your task. But the number one thing on your list of priority should always be, I owe me. Me first. Not in a selfish way, but in the sense that if you're not healthy and you're not able to do the run, you're not going anywhere. You must be able to rise up. Take your journey. Take your walk through spirituality. Clear your head. Go for a nice walk outside. Live as the king that you are. Hold your head up all the time. Do not allow yourself to bow down and feel as if you're not worthy of anything at any time, ever. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. This show will be repeated on Tuesday night at 10 p.m., same place, just a different time, same people, same message for this particular show. Thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of us, and welcome home, everybody. Enjoy the week. We will speak soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.